Proclamation number 6827 of 11th of May, 1957. Intensified fight against enemy. Call of Jesus Christ. And no matter how much the adversary presses you, resist him, i.e., take refuge with me. And he must leave you. You'll easily become his master if you take this path, if you immediately send your thoughts to me and appeal to me for protection, if only you want to offer him resistance. But he often manages to weaken your will so that you don't find the strength to resist because you don't immediately join me. And I constantly want to draw your attention to the fact that you are able to do everything with my help, but that without me you are weak and powerless, and then my adversary gains control over you. Remember that you are constantly surrounded by beings of light who want to help you, who are only waiting for my order and are ready to defend yourselves as soon as you mentally turn to me. And you should always be so intimately united with me that it is natural for you to call upon me. And then you will also be able to resist every temptation. You will not get caught in his nets, which he casts out again and again in order to reap a rich harvest among my own too. And again I tell you that you will only achieve victory through constant battle, because an existence without a fight will not result in success for your soul. And the closer the end is, the harder the battle will be, the greater the temptation and the more obvious my adversary's activity. But my influx of grace will also flow ever more abundantly and help will be offered to you in every way. Thus you need not succumb in this battle if only you yourselves heartily desire to be and remain mine. Then all his arts of seduction will be in vain and he will let you go, because then he will be blinded by the light which emanates from me and in whose glow you are. And thus you can prevent his approach yourselves if you let me be present in you through constant prayer and prayer of love. Then he will not be able to approach you, for he will not dare to come close to me and you will be removed from his power and activity. But one thing should be said to all of you, that the coming time will still bring many battles for every individual person in order to also give every individual person the opportunity of a faster maturing, because not much time remains for all of you. And his activity will manifest itself in unrest, discord, people's hostile attitude towards each other, in unkindness which also turns into hatred. He will try everywhere to incite people against each other, to cause confusion, to harm them physically and again make use of people who are in bondage to him. And then you should not become restless, you should remain in utmost patience and only ever lift your eyes to me. For just one call to me is enough to push him away from you. And you will have taken a step forward again if you have taken the right path in such temptations, the path to me. But many will succumb to it. And you should set a good example for everyone. You should call upon him who is stronger than he is, and you should also point your fellow human beings to him who defeated the adversary and whose power was broken by his death on the cross. In all temptations of body and soul, only ever remember the divine Redeemer Jesus Christ. Then you will also remember me, and then the enemy of your soul will truly have lost all power over you. For no call to Jesus Christ will go unheard. He will set you free from the adversary. He will give you strength, and with his help you will always be able to resist him. You will likewise defeat the one whose power I broke through my death on the cross. Amen.